Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, when a fellow believer strays from the truth and ends up in a lifestyle of sin, there's a lot on the line there. The testimony of the Lord, the reputation of the church, and the integrity of the gospel. But according to James 5, there may be even more at stake. Here's what James writes. My brethren, if any among you strays from the truth and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Well, John, here's your question. How can the soul of a fellow believer, someone who is among you, be in danger of spiritual death if he's already saved?
Well, the answer to that question is, if he's already saved, he's never going to be in danger of spiritual death, since he has been rescued from spiritual death and given spiritual life. And by the way, that spiritual life is everlasting life. So it is impossible for someone who has become spiritually alive to lose that eternal life. So what are we talking about when we talk about someone who strays from the truth? We're really talking about someone who professed to know the truth, who professed to believe. In the language of 1 John 2:19, they went out from us because they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out from us that it might be made manifest they never were of us. False professors, superficial believers, those people are in grave danger, and other believers must call them back to the true faith. In a very real sense, the work of gospel proclamation should begin in the church among those who profess Christ but don't know Him.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from the book of James, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.